I'm VOA's Richard Green with your worldwide news update. Bethlehem is marking another somber Christmas Eve under the shadow of war in Gaza. The city's iconic manger square lacked its usual festive lights and crowds of tourists on Tuesday. Instead, the area outside the Nativity Church, the spot where Jesus Christ was believed to have been born, was quiet. Despite the gloom, Latin Patriarch Pier Battista Pizzabella, the top Roman Catholic cleric in the Holy Land, offered a message of hope during a special pre-Christmas Mass.
They are not alone. You are not alone. We are truly a visible sign of hope in the midst of a disaster, of a total destruction that surrounds you. Everything is destroyed, but you are not broken. You are still united, steadfast in hope. Thank you, dear brothers and sisters, for your wonderful testimony of strength and peace.
The war in Gaza and the violence it has spurred in the occupied West Bank has deeply hurt Bethlehem's economy, which relies heavily on Christmas tourism. The economy in the West Bank was already reeling because of restrictions placed on laborers, preventing them from entering Israel during the war. Christmas Eve was far more festive at the newly restored Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris. About 2,000 people took part in one of four afternoon masses scheduled for Tuesday, the first since the medieval landmark was nearly destroyed in a raging fire in 2019. Among those in attendance was American tourist Lori Fleet, who visited the cathedral with her daughter.
It's absolutely beautiful. Once-in-a-lifetime experience to just take part in this tonight was truly an experience. Very moving.
Nearly $1 billion in donations poured into Notre Dame from around the world following the 2019 blaze. This is VOA News. Church leaders in Syria are advising Christians to scale back their celebrations this year, despite assurances from the Islamists who have just taken power that they are free to practice their religion. As Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder tells us, reported attacks on Christian symbols have fueled fear and mistrust.
A Christmas tree burns in the city of Hama. In a video released on social media that has stirred fear and fury among Syria's Christians. Reuters verified the location, but not the date or who caused the fire. Hundreds of Christians protested in Damascus on Christmas Eve to condemn the burning of the tree, chanting, "We are your soldiers, Jesus." De facto ruler Ahmad al-Sharaa has told Christians and other groups they will be safe in Assyria, run by his Hayat Tahrir al-Sham, or HTS. Attacks on Christian symbols have stoked fears. Unidentified gunmen opened fire at a Greek Orthodox church in Hama. They tried to destroy a cross and smashed headstones, the church reported. And the sight of many bearded armed men patrolling the streets of Damascus does little to reassure Christians scarred by Syria's recent past.
That was Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. Haiti's Online Media Association says two reporters were killed and several were wounded in a gang attack at the reopening of Port-au-Prince's biggest public hospital. A police officer was also killed in Tuesday's attack. Here's AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer.
Street gangs have taken over an estimated 85% of Haiti's capital. Authorities had pledged to reopen the facility, but as journalists gathered to cover the event, suspected gang members opened fire in a vicious Christmas Eve attack. A video posted by one of Haiti's most powerful gangs said that the gang coalition had not authorized the hospital's reopening. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Caitlin Clark has been named the AP Female Athlete of the Year after raising the profile of women's basketball to unprecedented levels in both college and the WNBA. AP correspondent Shelley Adler has that story.
It's certainly been a special year.
Caitlin Clark, after ending her amazing college career after her Iowa team lost to South Carolina in the NCAA title game. Clark broke the NCAA Division I career scoring record for both men and women, finishing with 3,951 points. Shortly after college, she was the top pick in the WNBA draft and played for the Indiana Fever. Not only did fans pack sold-out arenas to watch the 22-year-old, TV viewership in the women's league was up 300%. I'm Shelley Adler.
That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. I'm Richard Green, VOA News.